Well, now let's go to Atlanta, where the family of Rayshard Brooks spoke emotionally today about the death of their loved one at the hands of a white police officer Friday night. Here is his niece, Chastity Evans.
Me and my uncle are both 27 years of age. 27 years of age. No one walking this green earth expects to be shot and killed like trash in the street for falling asleep in a drive-thru.
Rayshard Brooks, who is black, was approached by two white officers outside of a Wendy's in Atlanta. He'd been drinking and was asleep in his car, which was parked in the Wendy's drive-thru. A several-minute taped peaceful encounter showed him complying with police. He told them his sister lived nearby. Critics say if he were white, the officers might have told him to go there or call a relative. They handcuffed him. He grabbed one officer's taser and ran, appearing to fire back at the pursuing officer, who shot him twice in the back, killing him. WABE reporter Stephanie Stokes is here. And Stephanie, shortly after that shooting Friday night, Atlanta's white police chief resigned. Yesterday, Officer Garrett Rolfe, who shot Brooks, was fired. The other officer on the scene, Devin Brosnan, is on administrative leave. You know, now some would say if someone grabs a taser and runs, why isn't that considered dangerous? But do we know exactly why Officer Rolfe was fired?
Well, I can say that less than 24 hours after this shooting, the mayor held a press conference. And this was before the public had the full dash cam, body cam footage. And we were just seeing this very shaky cell phone video showing the struggle that led to the Rayshard Brooks running and the officers shooting after him. Even at that point, the mayor said in her press conference that she did not believe that the officer acted correctly. She thought it was excessive force, and she called for him to be fired. Since then, we have heard in interviews from police chiefs around the country that there were options that the officers could have considered. Perhaps they could have set up a perimeter around the area once Rayshard Brooks had taken off, or, you know, they had his car and his keys, so they knew who he was. So they could have done something different potentially. And also, yeah, it's, as you mentioned, it's important to point out that this encounter didn't start with a struggle. There was more than a half hour of time from when the officers approached him and this arrest started to take place when there was this struggle over the taser. So in this half hour, the interaction was cordial. And Rayshard Brooks was at times contradicting himself, but he was calm overall.
Yeah. Well, and not only, as you said, are police chiefs like former L.A. Chief Charles Ramsey saying they had his license, they knew where he lived and his name, they could have let him go and then gone and gotten him. Also, you know, to use deadly force, you have to feel your life is threatened, and it's going to be tough for them to say a taser is deadly force because they don't say that when it is used by police on suspects. So tough now to say it when they lose control of it. How are people in the area there reacting? There was a rally set for today that was originally set to protest Georgia's really failed primary voting. But what are people there now saying about this shooting?
Well, you know, Atlanta, like other cities around the country, has seen 2 weeks of demonstrations, largely sparked by the death of George Floyd. So people have been out in the streets already. We've seen thousands of people here protesting. And so this local shooting has really reignited that movement and made it, really localized it for people. I was outside of the Wendy's on Saturday, and what I saw was tense. The police had blocked off the roads leading to the intersection nearby, so it was just protesters in the intersection. But it was mostly peaceful. People were exhausted. They were grieving. And I think they wanted the city to know that it's not different in Atlanta. Atlanta likes to say that it's the city too busy to hate, that it's the birthplace of the civil rights movement because Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born here, that people of all races get along here. But I think what I was hearing from protesters is that's not true. These police killings of unarmed black men, black people, are still happening here, and they need to be addressed.
Yeah. We should point out that the night after the shooting, protesters set the Wendy's where Rayshard Brooks died on fire. Atlanta police now searching for the person responsible for that. They believe it to be a white woman. WABE reporter Stephanie Stokes, thank you so much. We'll continue to follow the aftermath of the shooting of Rayshard Brooks. Thank you.
Thank you.